Good morning and welcome to Between Two Covers at KVNO. I'm Dr. Todd Robinson, assistant professor in the Writer's Workshop at the University of Nebraska at Omaha. Today's book review features The Bloody Chamber, a collection of 10 short stories by Angela Carter that revolutionize European folklore and fairy tales into mesmerizing fever dreams of exquisitely shaped sentences that roam from wolf-haunted woods to Carpathian castles without a trace of the ponderous self-seriousness or lugubrious plotting of so many macabre tales. Though macabre these stories are from first to last, crammed with the requisite sanguinary tropes certain thirsty readers crave. Homicidal husbands, ravenous werebeasts, undead aristocrats, witches, and worse. You'll find no hulking endocrinal alpha males cleaving Carter's monsters into sashimi. Her characters tend to be self-aware and subversive, and her narrative shift and twist in directions no clairvoyant could foretell. Carter will demand and reward your full attention. You might keep a dictionary at hand, for her language can tilt toward the ornate. And, a warning to the more buttoned up among us, erotic shocks do percolate through these pages. The Bloody Chamber is a book in love with Gothic tradition, and those looking to be lulled into older, weirder realms will gladly succumb to her spells, as the following passage illustrates. Here is a melancholy, introspective region, a sunless, featureless landscape, the sullen river sweating fog, the shorn, hunkering willows, and a cruel city, the somber piazza, a place uniquely suited to public executions, under the beetling shadow of that malign barn of a church. They used to hang condemned men in cages from the city walls. Unkindness comes naturally to them. Their eyes are set too close together. They have thin lips, a funereal hush about the place, the inhabitants huddled up against the cold so you can hardly see their faces. Carter's settings feel alive and menacing, a fitting playground for the crepuscular critters who crawl through these paragraphs, to wit, split, glistening milk of moonlight on the frost-crisped grass. On such a night, in moony, metamorphic weather, they say you might easily find him if you had been foolish enough to venture out late, scuttling along by the churchyard wall with half a juicy torso slung across his back. The white light scours the fields and scours them again until everything gleams, and he will leave paw prints in the hoar frost when he runs howling round the graves at night in his lupine fiestas. Though the collection was published 43 years ago, Carter's puckish feminism feels eminently fresh, as this exchange between an infamous wolf and a legendary young woman evinces. What big arms you have! All the better to hug you with. What big teeth you have! She saw how his jaw began to slaver, and the room was full of the clamor of the forest Liebestod, but the wise child never flinched, even when he answered, all the better to eat you with. The girl burst out laughing. She knew she was nobody's meat. I'll read no more, lest I give away some sublime surprise waiting for your soon-to-be-ensorcelled eyes, but do your noggin a sweetness, and hasten to a local bookstore for your very own copy of Angela Carter's The Bloody Chamber. This is Dr. Todd Robinson with the Dundee Book Company's Between Two Covers on KVNO's Arts at 8:30.